Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The shooting of a wheelchair-bound elderly man in a Brighton public housing complex this week is raising some questions. Randy Moore is being held without bail for the killing of 78-year-old William Thomas in the John J. Carroll Apartments. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones reports, neighbors are concerned that Moore could legally carry a gun despite his history.
Randy Moore appeared in court yesterday wearing a white long-sleeve jumpsuit. A large tattoo covered the visible side of his neck. Prosecutors accused Moore of using a shotgun to kill his downstairs neighbor, 78-year-old William Thomas, around 11 a.m. Wednesday. The police got there within minutes.
They found Mr. Thomas sitting in his wheelchair, suffering from a large gunshot wound to the chest.
Assistant District Attorney Mark Halal said Moore fired on police and paramedics as they tried to take Thomas out of the building.
The defendant then barricaded himself inside of his apartment, refused to surrender despite numerous requests by the police. As a result, the Boston Police Department SWAT team and negotiation team were called to the scene.
It took 2 hours to convince Moore to surrender. He is said to have a history of mental illness. His public defender requested funding from the court to hire a forensic psychiatrist to evaluate him. Talk of mental illness bothers, but doesn't necessarily surprise his neighbors at the John Carroll Housing Complex, a development specifically for elderly and disabled people. Tarita Turner shared an entryway with Moore and Williams and had complained about Moore's behavior to management. She says the shooting never should have happened.
Because of a sick individual who wanted to take personal issues with certain people. And now they're both paying the price. One's in jail, who's mentally ill, and the other one's dead, who couldn't defend himself.
I wanted to find out why he was in here. He's disabled. I wanted to know what his disability was.
James Carew also lives in the public housing development, but didn't know either man.
If it's like they say, he had mental issues or stress issues, I don't know. But I want to know if he did, how the heck did he get a gun permit?
WBUR has learned Moore has had a firearm identification card since 1992. There were only 4 years during that period when he let his permit lapse. The card, which allows someone to own a rifle or shotgun, is easier to get than, say, a license to carry a pistol. But mental illness can disqualify someone from getting a firearm identification card, although the bar is pretty high. To be rejected, a person has to have been confined to a hospital or institution. We don't know how Moore answered the mental health question on his applications because they're not public record. Still, it's clear that the police have a limited ability to verify the information. The law directs them to check with the State Department of Mental Health. But that department only has records on public institutions in Massachusetts. So if someone applying for a card was committed in another state or got treatment in a private institution, they could sneak through the gun permit system. It was the Boston Police Department that approved the gun permits for Randy Moore a few times. They declined to do a recorded interview for this story and didn't want to talk about how Moore got a gun permit if he has a history of mental illness. But when they learned that Moore's attorney ordered a psychiatric evaluation, they decided to revoke his gun permit immediately. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.